91X News.
It's 4 degrees and sunny at 5 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm Taylor Renkema. OPP have responded to a serious accident on Walbridge Loyalist Road, just north of the Highway 401 exits. 91X reporter Kurt Weiss says a silver Hyundai Accent reportedly went into a ditch in a single car accident. Firefighters are on scene, but no more details have been released yet. A coroner's inquest into the death of an OPP officer in southwestern Ontario and a man who was fatally shot in the same shootout opens today in London. The inquest will examine the deaths of OPP Constable Vu Pham in March 2010 and Fred Preston, who died 3 days later from injuries he sustained in the same incident. The inquest is expected to last 13 days and hear from about 30 witnesses. The new face of the NDP is Quebec MP Thomas Mulcair. He was quick to take on the Conservatives today on the issue of jobs in his parliamentary debut as NDP leader. He's demanding action to create jobs in Thursday's budget, claiming the country has lost thousands of good manufacturing positions since the Conservatives came to power. Heritage Minister James Moore replied that over 600,000 jobs have been created under the Tories and says the government will keep moving in that direction in the budget. Michael McMahon is president of the Prince Edward Hastings NDP Riding Association. He says he knows Mulcair has a lot to bring to the table.
A brilliant mind, trained in debate. Use of the language and use of logic. Mulcair is a debater. Mulcair is he's not going to shrink. He's going to stand and deliver. And Stephen Harper's got an opponent that's going to really cause him some problems.
McMahon says he believes Mulcair is the man who will help make the NDP get their gains in the West. The federal government says it will review a decision by Ontario's highest court that deemed a ban on brothels is unconstitutional. In a statement from his office, Justice Minister Rob Nicholson says prostitution is bad for society and harmful to communities. Nicholson says the federal Conservatives see a social need for laws to control prostitution. The decision today by Ontario's Court of Appeal is being hailed by sex trade workers. Alan Young, the lawyer who launched the challenge, calls it a new spring for sex workers. Ottawa, however, says it is reviewing its legal options in light of the ruling. And Royal Bank chief economist Craig Wright says Ottawa could be on track to eliminating the deficit as much as 2 years ahead of schedule. The bank says an improving economic landscape is putting Finance Minister Jim Flaherty on a more solid ground going into Thursday's budget.
We're still of the mind that Europe is contained, and we're also of the view that U.S. recovery is taking hold, and I think the developments over the last couple of months have all moved in favor of those sort of assumptions.
The Royal Bank estimates the deficit could be as low as $20 billion for the current fiscal year, as revenues have been well above expectations, while expenses have been well below them. Police say a one-year-old child has died after apparently being hit by a pickup truck operated by a family member on a farm in Milton, Ontario, just west of Toronto. Halton Regional Police say the girl was taken by the family to a hospital in Guelph on Sunday afternoon and then transferred to McMaster's Children's Hospital in Hamilton. The child died late Sunday night. Police say the Collision Reconstruction Unit is investigating the incident. The name of the girl and the address of the farm have not yet been released, but investigators say alcohol was not a factor. Federal Agriculture Minister Gary Ritz is part of a federal trade mission to Japan. Part of the deal could lead to more beef exports and trade in other agricultural commodities.
The Canadian Cattlemen Association estimates that expanded access could more than double Canadian beef sales to Japan for a total of $160 million in the first year. In addition to beef, Japanese buyers have grown to trust the quality of Canada's world-class wheat and barley.
The Saskatchewan Cattlemen's Association says it welcomes the announcement. South Korea and Japan have threatened to shoot down a Korean rocket if it strays off the projected path next month. That word comes as world leaders kick off the nuclear summit in Seoul.
Pyongyang says it plans to launch a long-range rocket for peaceful purposes in a few weeks, but Washington and Seoul say the move is a direct violation of the UN Security Council resolution, the rocket a cover for a missile test. In Japan, the defense minister renewed his threat to shoot down Pyongyang's missile, saying he would consider deploying missile interceptors in Tokyo. Akiko Fujita, ABC News, Tokyo.
And Pope Benedict has arrived in Latin America's least Catholic country. Fewer than 10% of Cuba's residents are practicing Catholics, and the Pope is on a mission to renew the faith there. President Raul Castro greeted Benedict at the airport in Santiago, where he will rally tens of thousands of believers this evening at a huge outdoor mass. The wife of a U.S. soldier accused of killing 17 Afghan civilians says her husband showed no signs of stress before he deployed. She says she doesn't feel like she'll ever believe he was involved in the killings. Carolyn Bales says she has talked to her husband on the phone twice since the shootings, but he hasn't actually spoke of them.
He loves children, and he would not do that. It's heartbreaking. I can't imagine losing my children, so my heart definitely goes out to them for losing all of their children.
Robert Bales is being held at a military prison in Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. Canada's currency overhaul has entered a new phase today. A new plastic $50 bill has become the first polymer note available through bank machines. It's being released several months after the new plastic $100 bill and is part of a broader upgrade of Canadian currency. The new $50 bill, just like the old one, is red and features former Prime Minister Mackenzie King on the front. But this one also features a hard-to-counterfeit holographic features. That's 91X News to 506. Dan Canatero has sports after this.
The end is near.
The end is near?
Yep, it's closer than you think.
But I'm not ready for it all to end.
The end is near, but do not fear. Thursday is graffiti night, the last pub of the school year at Loyalist's Shark Tank Pub. Make sure you're wearing a white t-shirt to get a little graffiti from all your friends. Doors open at 8. Come early. This one's bound to be packed. Thursday Graffiti Night, the last pub of the year.
Shark Tank events are for Loyalist students only. For admittance policies, go to loyaliststudents.com.
Good evening, I'm Dan Canatero of 91X Sports. The Belleville Bulls kept their slim playoff hopes alive after taking Game 3 in overtime against Ottawa last night. Today, the Bulls held practice, but not mandatory, as Bulls goalie Malcolm Subban was not present. Game 4 takes place tomorrow night at Yardman. Speaking about the NHL, there are 6 games taking place on the frozen water, with 3 Canadian teams in action. Philly hosts the struggling Lightning. The last place Jackets are in the Motor City to take on the Wings. Flames are just 3 points out of the postseason and look to burn Louis Erickson and the Stars. Erickson currently leads the Stars in scoring with 26 goals and 68 points. Los Angeles heads north of the border to take on the Canucks. Kings captain Dustin Brown leads his club in the Rogers Arena. The Canucks are currently 20-11-4 at home this season. Vancity looks to extend their modest 2-game winning streak to 3 games. Tim Tebow was introduced to the New York media today as the Jets' newest acquisition. Tebow was most definitely one of the biggest stories during the NFL season.
They got one of the best quarterbacks to ever play this game in Peyton Manning, and you know he's always been extremely classy and very supportive of me, and I wish him nothing but the best. And there's no ill will towards the Broncos or the coaching staff or Peyton Manning or anybody. I wish them nothing but the best.
The former Florida Gator threw 12 touchdowns and 6 picks last year. He also fumbled 7 times. There are 9 games upon us in the association tonight. The Raptors look to rebound against Dwight Howard's Magic. In other notable action, Celtics fly to Charlotte to beat on the league-worst Bobcats. Chris Paul leads the Clippers into his old stomping grounds in New Orleans. Paul was involved in a blockbuster trade in the offseason last season involving former Clippers star Eric Gordon. Nets point guard Deron Williams looks to pounce on his former club, the Utah Jazz, this evening in the Swamp. Last but not least, the Chicago Bulls will likely be missing 2011 MVP Derrick Rose as they take on the newly acquired JaVale McGee and the Nuggets. Rose has missed the last 7 games with a groin injury. The Final Four is scheduled and ready to go in New Orleans. Projected the first overall pick in the upcoming NBA draft, Kentucky Wildcats forward Anthony Davis leads his club against the Louisville Cardinals. The last matchup involves Ohio State and Kansas. The second seed Kansas looks to knock out the highly touted Buckeyes. Ohio State forward Jared Sullinger is projected to be a first-round pick in the NBA draft this summer. Reporter John Cloghezzi says there will be interest because of the coaching staff.
Civil war with someone that some Kentuckians think to be a traitor. Rick Pitino takes his Louisville Cardinals into action against Kentucky, the team he used to coach before taking an NBA sabbatical to coach the Boston Celtics. The other matchup is between Kansas and Ohio State.
Kentucky forward Anthony Davis leads the team in blocks, rebounds, and even points per game. Taylor Renkema with weather.
Looking at your forecast, the weather's looking a little more like it should this time of year. Today, sunny with the wind gusting up to 50 kilometers per hour and a high of +3. Tonight, clear with a low of -7. For tomorrow, sunny with clouds late in the afternoon and a high of +4. And for Wednesday, cloudy with a 70% chance of showers and a low of 0. It's 4 degrees, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Taylor Renkema with Dan Canatero.
91X is CJLX 91.3 FM, Belleville. And the home of the TGIF All Request Friday. Friday nights at 7 on Quiddy's New Rock Source, 91X.